Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank wants to know how you reward yourself, because they have cards that make every day more rewarding. Are you a points hoarder, cashback guru, low intro APR lover? With U.S. Bank, it's up to you, because they have the cards to fit your lifestyle. So earn more whether you're shopping at a gas station or grocery store, even while planning a staycation. Learn more at usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. Each episode, we're whipping around the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free, no credit card needed trial subscription. We first start with the top headlines in the NFL. Steelers running back James Conner was officially placed on the reserve COVID-19 list. He will miss at minimum Tuesday's game against the Ravens. Tua was downgraded to doubtful for today's game against the Jets. Ryan Fitzpatrick will be likely making his first start since being benched in Week 7. Colts running back Jonathan Taylor was placed on the reserve COVID-19 list and will not play against the Titans. Panthers running back Christian McCaffrey has been ruled out against the Vikings as he deals with a shoulder injury. The Broncos placed three quarterbacks on the reserve COVID-19 list and will be down to running back Royce Freeman and practice squad wide receiver Kendall Hinton at the quarterback position. Hinton played quarterback at Wake Forest and last threw a touchdown pass in 2017 against Clemson. We have a great slate of Week 12 Sunday action. The first game on the slate, though, might not be one of those, as we have the Dolphins traveling to MetLife Field to take on the winless Jets. Sam Darnold is back, though, but the Jets seem to have that number one pick all locked up. Darnold last played in Week 8 against the Chiefs, where he threw for 133 yards and rushed for 21 more. Miami is favored by 7, and the total is at 44.5. The Cardinals travel to New England as 2.5-point favorites, with the total set at 49.5 points. Kyler Murray escaped the final injury report, but he did deal with some issues during the week at practice. The Cards will be without Larry Fitzgerald as he tested positive for COVID-19. The Patriots, they are 4-6, but look like their playoff hopes are going to be ending this season as they have a tough schedule ahead and might not win this one. Cam Newton, he has a 4-7 touchdown to interception ratio on the season, but he did pass for over 350 yards last week against the Texans. Next, the Vikings host the Panthers with a total set at 51 points. The Panthers snapped a 5-game losing streak last week and entered today's game as a 4-point favorite. Teddy Bridgewater is back under center after PJ Walker started last week. The Vikings lost last week to the Cowboys, but Dalvin Cook continues to rack up yards as he's averaging 187.5 scrimmage yards over his last 4 games. Adam Thielen will be out due to COVID restrictions, so Justin Jefferson will be the top wideout for Minnesota. The Browns visit Jacksonville as 6.5-point favorites with the total set at 49. Cleveland is 7-3 and could end their 17-year playoff drought this season. Nick Chubb will continue to try to help that cause as he's posted back-to-back 100-yard performances since returning from an injury. Even with Kareem Hunt in the mix, Chubb has seen double-digit touches in each game since Week 10. The Jags, they'll be rolling with Mike Glennon as Gardner Minshew is still out, and DJ Chark is out at the wide receiver position. The Titans and Colts face off in an AFC South matchup with Indy favored by 3.5. The Colts won the first time, but the Titans are coming off a nice overtime win against Baltimore. Indy has won 4 of their last 5 and scored at least 31 points in all 4 of those victories. Colts wide receiver Michael Pittman turned 18 targets into over 200 yards and a touchdown over the last 3 weeks. The Giants visit the Bengals as 6-point favorites and a low total of 43. Daniel Jones has a healthy receiving crew, and Wayne Gallman has scored 5 rushing touchdowns in 4 games since taking over as the lead back. New York should win this one, as the Bengals will be rolling out Brandon Allen in place of Joe Burrow. No Joe Mixon in this one as well, and Gio Bernard, who received 9 carries last week, is questionable heading into Sunday. The AFC heats up with the Chargers playing the Bills as 5.5-point favorites. The Chargers have only played 1 game all season where the outcome was decided by more than a single score. Health-wise, the Chargers are looking good as Joey Bosa returned to action last week and Austin Eckler could be back. The Bills remain atop the AFC East at 7-3, and they're looking for their first division title since Jim Kelly was under center. Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs have been having great seasons, even as the backfield is split between Zach Moss and Devin Singletary. Finally, the Falcons host the Raiders to conclude the early games. Las Vegas almost beat KC last week and overall looked very competitive with Josh Jacobs and Derek Carr leading the offense. The Falcons are coming off one of their worst offensive performances of the year when they faced off against New Orleans last week and they scored just 9 points. No Todd Gurley in this one, and Julio Jones is not 100%, so the Falcons might again be in for a tough game. For the complete breakdown and a look at the late games, check out NFL Game Previews Week 12 matchups on rotowire.com/pod. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. You don't need to enter any sort of payment info, and there's no commitment of any kind. Again, rotowire.com/pod.